Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and He is in the miracle working business. Praise God. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. The last few days, we've been looking at overcoming instability, and what I'd like to share the next couple of days is who you are in Christ, a new creation. Now, not only in the areas of instability and a lack of discipline does the enemy work. See, that's part of our old carnal nature. And God wants us to be perfected in Jesus. He wants us to be fitting representatives, ambassadors of Jesus to the world. And we do that not just by preaching the gospel, as wonderful as that is, but our very example of our lives, the behavior, the attitudes, the actions we have and take should reflect the fact that we are indeed a new creation, that we are belonging to, that we're not of this world. You know, the world hated Jesus because they didn't know Him, and they will, since they hated Him, they're going to hate us. But that's all right. We have a high calling. Brother and sister, you have a high calling in Jesus. There's no one like you, and He wants to perfect all those things that concern you. So let me share 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. This is the admonition of Peter. He says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." And this, that's a statement of fact. This is his advice. "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." There's that word again, afflictions. "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while," afflictions do that, "make you perfect, establish, strengthen you." Verse 11, "To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So there's a purpose in all that we go through. And the fact that we deny ourselves, you know, when Jesus said, "Deny yourself," it's not talking so much, and it could be literal material things that He would quicken to you, but it means denying our rebellion, our stubbornness, our own will, our own way of doing things, the habits we have, things that don't glorify God. And we've all been guilty of that. They're things that are kind of left over from our carnal nature. We're saved. We're a new creature in Christ. But those aspects, see, that's the working out of sanctification in our lives, allowing the Holy Spirit both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So let me share now another passage found in Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 16 through 19. Paul says, "I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling," listen to that, "and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints." And this is the tremendously, it's all exciting, but this, "and what is the exceeding greatness of His power." exceeding greatness, more than we've tapped into, more than we've understood, more than we've meditated upon. It's greater than all that we can perceive and understand, that exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe according to the working of His mighty power. And then, a little further on in the book, the second chapter, verses 8 through 13, the word says, "And by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before," when? Before the foundation of the earth, "ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, the Jews, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world, but nigh," hallelujah, "now in Christ Jesus, who were once afar off, are made nigh," or near, "by the blood of Jesus Christ." Oh, beloved, when Jesus came into your life on that glorious day you were saved, something marvelous happened to you. You just didn't refute a few words and things remained the same. No. Regardless whether or not you had any emotional or physical feelings at all, in the Spirit, your dead spirit became alive. You were born again, literally recreated by the power of our creative God, by His power. You know, when we're born here in the earth, we're born of our mother. She had nothing to do with creating us. I mean, she carries the child, but we weren't created by her. It was the very hand of God that brought life to that those tiny cells and created us into the image that He wants us to be. He gave us the talents, the giftings, and all the things that, you know, your personality, your appearance, all the things which identify you as you, He created them. And He's so imaginative. That's why He made each one of us different. Even our fingerprints aren't the same. Come on. I mean, if snowflakes aren't the same, how incredibly inventive is our God. In that realm, in the Spirit, beloved, when you were born again of God, you were recreated by God, or those good things He placed in you were brought forth into life that you could manifest whatever giftings, talents, abilities you have, who you are, for His glory. And so a glorious change took place. You were reborn. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that we became a new creation, a new creature, something that never existed before. Think about that. Isn't that exciting? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. That's what the scriptures say. Behold, all things are become new. We actually, if you will, became a new species on the earth. We're not just human beings like the rest of mankind. Maybe physically, of course, we appear that way, but no, in the Spirit, we are a living new creature, fashioned in the very image of Christ, because that's what our destiny is. Once we're saved, we're on a process of sanctification until we reach the stature of a perfect man under the measure of the stature of Jesus Christ. Praise God. You know, I just want to stop here for just a moment. I'm sensing the Holy Spirit wants to minister to you. Father, we just thank You for Your ministry. Thank You, Lord, for the anointing of God, which ministers and destroys every yoke in our lives. For the Lord would say, "My beloved, I am Your God. And behold, I'm doing a new thing in the earth. And I am doing a new thing in your life. Shall you not perceive it? Behold, it shall not be as in days past, but that which I am working within you, in your mind, in your thoughts, in your spirit man, even in your body, I am ministering health to every fiber of your being, physically, emotionally, mentally, that you can show forth the praises of your God, that you can bring glory to me. So I declare to you, think about, perceive that which I am doing in your life. I am doing a new thing, a new ways of doing things, even habit patterns, patterns of living, things that you were familiar and comfortable with doing. I'm going to show you new ways. I'm going to invent new strategies, and you shall rejoice because you shall see your God do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Haven't you asked the Lord to change you? Haven't you asked the Lord to bring you into that fullness that I have preserved and ordained for you to walk in? So, beloved, rejoice and be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Partner with Him. He will help you. If anything seems difficult, well, it will be difficult perhaps in your own flesh, but not through the power of my Spirit. He will be with you. He will strengthen you. And as you see this process unfold, you will begin to see answers to your prayers. You will begin to have fullness of joy because you know God has answered your prayers and that I am working mightily in your life, says your God. Praise God, Lord. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Beloved, you are complete in Christ. There will never be another person just like you. God brought you into existence by His creative power. You were born of the Spirit of God. That old man, that old nature, those old habit patterns, that unregenerated spirit man was replaced by a new man created in Christ Jesus. And your new birth was done. Hallelujah, and accomplished by the creative power of God. And it took place inside of you, in your spirit, the real person that you are. Praise God. Well, my time is just speedily gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, not without inviting you, as I always do, to write and share your prayer needs. I pray and personally answer every piece of mail that comes in. I love you. Pray for my partners and my radio family every day, and believing for God's best in your life. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,